ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and significant question. That question is related to a topic that is discussed in various sciences. Especially, it's discussed in sciences like sociology and anthropology, history as well, political science, even economics. And that question is, what are the causes of the downfall and the destruction and the end of a civilization or a society? This is a very interesting topic that has intrigued many thinkers from a myriad of different disciplines, and it's something that Islam has discussed. And in fact, this is a topic that is even related to the Quranic sciences, because as you know, one of the themes that the Quran touches upon and alludes to and indicates is the fact that every civilization, every society, every nation, right, it works as a single coherent and living being. So it has a birth, it undergoes a series of changes, and finally it finishes and terminates. And in fact, the Holy Quran, it uses the word death for this end of this civilization. So it actually kind of refers to it as a living entity and as a being. Now, this is a subject of discussion altogether. Is this a metaphorical usage of the word death, or no? Is the Quran actually referring to something real here? Right now, we don't want to go into this topic, but the question that branches off from this topic and that we want to talk about today, and perhaps we might even be talking about it in some of our forthcoming sessions, is this, that what are the causes of the downfall of a society? What leads to the death of the civilization? First of all, let's start with a verse of the Holy Quran, in which this general theme of that we're talking about has been mentioned. In the Holy Quran we read, we would never destroy the towns except when their people were wrongdoers. Right? So first of all, in this verse of the Holy Quran, first of all, it affirms the fact that, the Quran mentions the word qura or town, but we can extend this to include, any kind of civilization. And it also mentions a general rule, and that is that wrongdoing is ultimately the ultimate cause and reason for why the civilization ultimately terminates. Echoing the same theme, the Holy Prophet said, as for the destroyers, meaning the destroyers of civilization, they are, and he enumerates certain characteristics, greed obeyed. When people begin to obey greed, inclinations, meaning desires, followed. People begin to are unable to no longer to control their desires, and they follow them, and they listen to them, right? This is another one. And finally, the Prophet mentioned, and man's admiration of himself, pride, right? Greed, right, passion and pride, when these are like the ultimate destroyers of civilization, according to this prophetic hadith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the causes of the destruction of civilization in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Thank you for until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.